Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the fiscal year 2023 appropriations request that was sent to the House and Senate Appropriations Committees by the Council. Requests include specific funding from several Department of Agriculture mission areas, including the Agricultural Marketing Service, Agricultural Research Service, and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
We are starting the annual appropriation cycle, and for the National Cotton Council and U.S. cotton industry, many of our funding priorities do remain the same as they have been in recent years. For example, we're requesting funding for the boll weevil eradication program, including trying to get a $1 million increase in that account to help continue the very positive eradication activity that's occurring in the lower Rio Grande Valley, and to hopefully try to fully eliminate this damaging pest from the entire cotton belt in the coming years. Also, we're maintaining, or we're seeking to maintain funding for the three cotton ginning labs that the Agricultural Research Service operates across the cotton belt, doing important research for our cotton ginning segment. And then also trying to get some additional funding through the Ag Research Service to address some new and emerging pest threats that we're facing in the industry. For example, the cottonseed bug that has been identified in California, and we're wanting to make sure we keep that out of the cotton-producing regions of the far west. And then also this year, a new request is some increased funding for some key genome and agronomic research that USDA's ARS does at several of their facilities. And then finally, we have a new request this year, which is to try to get some funding for the Agricultural Marketing Service Cotton Classing Program to provide resources to allow them to more quickly install updated classing equipment that will help automate more of that process in the 10 cotton classing labs that are located across the cotton belt. And this is intended to help get grades back to producers in a more timely manner and lessen the need for these offices and labs to rely on seasonal labor for the cotton classing, which is becoming increasingly difficult to get in place. And so all of these will be very beneficial to the cotton industry in a number of different segments. The final thing, not specific to cotton, but again, very important for our industry, is as part of this bill, trying to maintain full funding for two of the major trade promotion programs. That's the market access and the foreign market development. These two programs are what provide a majority of the funding for Cotton Council International and all of the export market development and promotion activities that CCI carries out around the world to promote U.S. cotton to our export customers.